NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 1 1/3.
I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The city of Colorado Springs has a new app for residents to report non-emergency problems like potholes, graffiti, and traffic issues. 91.5 KRCC's Caroline Williams has more.
The new GoCOS app was made to improve accessibility and inclusivity functions, among other things, by translating the app into the language of any user's phone, as well as working better for folks with assistive technology. The developers improved the city's side, too, so the information processing is simpler. Jacob Anderson is with the city and says they plan to continue to update it.
We're definitely going to be doing probably quarterly user feedback sessions that'll influence future iterations of that request hierarchy.
Anyone who has the previous version of the app will be redirected to get the new version when they open it, and the city encourages residents to submit questions and requests on the platform. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Caroline Williams.
A nonprofit wolf sanctuary near Guffey will be closing at the end of the year. The Rocky Mountain Wildlife Foundation has served as a sanctuary and rehabilitation facility for abused and injured wolves and wolf dogs since 2001. In an announcement on Facebook this weekend, the owners of the sanctuary said caring for the animals has become difficult as they age. The organization will be sending all of its animals to a nonprofit in the Sedalia area that works with people with PTSD. The Wolves' Future Home also helps people in the military find a place for their dogs when they're deployed. This is 91.5 KRCC News.